Dramatic events today in Florida. Despite last-minute efforts by members of Congress, the feeding tube that has kept Terri Schiavo alive for the past 15 years has been removed. Her husband's lawyer, George Filos, held a news conference to announce the move.
I am told that it was an emotional occasion. Prayers were said at the time, and the feeding tube was removed without incident. Mr. Schiavo currently is with his wife at her bedside.
We'll have more on lawmakers' efforts to block the tube's removal in just a moment, but first, NPR's Ari Shapiro is at the hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, where Terri Schiavo is. Ari, when was Schiavo's feeding tube removed?
It was removed at 1:45 this afternoon, and that was actually a little bit after the 1 o'clock deadline that was originally set. There was a brief extension of the stay to handle some subpoenas that came down from Capitol Hill, but then the tube was removed at 1:45. Shortly thereafter, we received confirmation. And the groups in front of the hospice here today that were here to argue for keeping Terri Schiavo alive say that this is really just propelling them into the next stage of their fight. They say that she could survive for 1 to 2 weeks without food, which is corroborated by doctors. And they say they're really going to turn up the heat on politicians to try to have the feeding tube reinserted now that it's been taken away.
And the tube has twice been disconnected in the past and reinserted both times. What is that next step?
Well, they say they're going to put pressure on the House. They're going to put pressure on the Tallahassee legislature. Both in Washington and in Tallahassee, lawmakers sort of made a last-minute effort in recent days to pass a bill that that would keep Terri Schiavo alive. And though they had limited success in passing the bill, the difference between the bills in the House and Senate made it impossible for any actual bill to be completed and signed into law in time for today's deadline.
I imagine there's quite a bit of activity there in front of the hospice. So how has the crowd reacted to this?
The crowd here is largely opposed to the removal of the feeding tube. This case has really become a cause celeb for abortion opponents and conservative religious groups. Their constituents have been here singing loudly, praying, just arguing against what they describe as the forced starvation of Terri Schiavo. Now, of course, Michael Schiavo, her husband, who the court has said is Terri Schiavo's guardian and allowed to make decisions on her behalf, Michael Schiavo says Terri Schiavo would never have wanted to be kept alive in this state, and they say that removing the feeding tube will finally bring her the peace that she's been denied for the last 15 years.
All right, can you just give us a little bit of background to explain how we actually got to this point?
Sure. Well, 15 years ago, Terri Schiavo experienced a heart attack that caused massive brain damage. There were disputes between the husband and the parents. The husband said that he had verbal instructions from his wife saying that she would not want to be kept alive in a persistent vegetative state. The parents said that Terri Schiavo could improve with therapy, and the argument really just sort of spun on and on through the courts into the legislature. For the most part, the courts have all sided with Michael Schiavo, saying he has a right to make decisions on his wife's behalf. But lawmakers, for the most part, both in Florida and in Washington, have sided with the parents. So we've really seen this case ricochet back and forth from lawmakers to the courts and back again. And even now that the tube has been pulled, it's not clear that there is any final resolution yet.
Thank you, Ari.
My pleasure.
NPR's Ari Shapiro speaking to us from Pinellas Park, Florida.